The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Women's Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericawomen.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Shannon Skinner Live. On our show, you'll meet some extraordinary guests. Shannon is host of the popular television program and online platform, ExtraordinaryWomenTV.com. Now she brings those resources to a radio platform for an even more in-depth look at the stories and solutions you can use to live your magnificent life and make our world a better place. Now, here's Shannon Skinner.
Hello, welcome to Shannon Skinner Live. I'm your host, Shannon Skinner. On today's show, I'll be speaking with a beauty expert about beauty and aging. And the show wouldn't be complete without my good-to-know tips to help you get your inspiration into action. But first, my weekly essay. How do we age gracefully? Or, instead of aging gracefully, do we fight it tooth and nail? Perhaps the answer is individual and personal rather than universal. My mother has beautiful skin. I don't recall her wearing much makeup or fussing much at all about her skin. She looks younger than her age, and she was not much of a sunbathing goddess, other than those times she would take my siblings and me to the beach during our summer vacations. She happened to be blessed with the kind of genes that would give her flawless skin. At this stage in my life, as I now face the realities of the aging process, I would love to have my mother's perfect complexion. Unlike my mother, I spend a lot of time in the sun, and as I begin to see some of the effects of that, I also know there's no turning back the clock. Aging gives us wisdom. It also requires wisdom. When our bodies change, we must adapt our thoughts and the way we see ourselves. And as much as the aging process is just that, a process, our internal thoughts about how we view ourselves is also an ongoing process. So, do we age gracefully or fight it tooth and nail? Well, perhaps my guest today can shed some light on the subject. Joining me is Vian Sharif. She's a single mother, beauty expert, and the founder and owner of Dermetics Laser Clinic, based in Toronto. Born and raised in Iraq, Vian came to Canada as a teenager with her family after living in a refugee camp for 3 years in Turkey. She would eventually achieve a successful career in the financial services industry and get married. Later, in 2008, life would have its challenges again. Vian lost her father, job, and her marriage disintegrated within 6 months. And as a single mother to a young daughter, she made the decision to go back to school to study medical aesthetics. Today, she's an accomplished businesswoman and has helped thousands of women and girls look and feel their best. Vian, welcome to the show. It's great having you here.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, your background is really fascinating. Yes, you're a single mother. You're accomplished. You've had a few careers. You've got a very, very successful business. You're gorgeous. You're a wonderful, warm human being. You are multidimensional. Background: you born and raised in Iraq, but you had to leave Iraq and you left. You had to live in a refugee camp. Tell us a little bit about that and your journey to Canada.
Well, at that time, I was a teenager, and I did experience quite a bit of hardship through living in a country that was always involved in war and conflict with neighboring countries. So it's not the best country to be born and raised, and it was from being 6 years old all the way till I was 16. So I've lived through war for 10 years. And it was 1991 when it all came to an end by leaving the country. And as we all know, it's still going through a lot of issues till today. So it was a very big change for us, and a positive change for sure.
So you lived in a refugee camp in Turkey for 3 years. Mm-hmm. In that time, tell us about what that experience was like.
At the beginning, we were kind of excited when we left the country, because we knew that we are leaving the war behind, or leaving the feeling of being uncertain. Are you going to make it to your graduation or your wedding? Are you going to make it to have kids and grow old? Because living in a country of war, you don't take your life for granted. Nothing is for granted, and it was just exciting at the beginning. But we came to the realization later, a few days later, that this is not a walk in the park. It's actually very difficult, because you have no place. You don't have an identity. The neighboring country could stop you from entering, and you could just stay there and face your death. We were lucky enough because they opened the door for us, and we went after walking for 3 days on through the mountains in March. So it was pretty cold, and we ended up there. And it took a few days later before we had access to food and shelter. And shelter, what I mean by shelter is tents. And we learned gradually how to adapt and survive. And I think the only thing is that, what do you do to stay alive and survive in those harsh conditions?
And this is, of course, during the time of the Gulf War, is that correct?
True, 1991.
In that time, you discovered some things about yourself. You were asked to help out. There were a number of nonprofit organizations or humanitarian groups that were there assisting, but you were asked to step in. Tell us a little bit about sort of what you did, because this was the beginning of your journey, wanting to help others.
Absolutely. It began with a very nice story, actually, how I entered it. I was sitting on top of a mountain and overlooking thousands of people below with, looking at the tents and the fire and the smoke and the river and people, and just coming to an awareness of, like, wow, like, a few days ago, I was in a normal home, living a normal life, and because even living in war can end up being a normal life for you. If you live through it for many years, you get adapted to it. I was just looking around, and I had a couple of people from the German Red Cross sitting beside me, and it was my first time seeing a foreigner with blue eyes and blonde hair. And I looked at one of the girl, and I looked at her eyes, and I said, in a very plain English, I said, "You have beautiful blue eyes." And I put the words together, and it came out in a sentence. And she looked at me, and she said, "Oh, you have beautiful eyes too, and you speak English too." I said, "Little bit." And then we started to have a very basic conversation. And then I showed her where my tent is, which was just a few meters away. And I said, "I live here." And funny enough, an hour later or 2 hours later, she comes to me and says, "We really need your help. Can you help us? Because we're trying to communicate to someone, and they're not understanding what we're saying." And I said, I asked my parents, and they were like, "It's okay, go for it." And then the hospital was just literally a few meters away from my tent also, which made it easier. So I said, "No problem," and I helped. And it was very rewarding, because I was like, it's so nice to be able to do something in this condition. And I really enjoyed it.
And you were 16 at that time. So while most 16-year-old teenagers here might be thinking about doing other things, watching movies or playing games or dating or maybe even trying some things that they shouldn't be. But here you are in a refugee camp and you are doing very grown-up things.
And how could I not do that in that position? Because 90% of the population were not speaking English. Like, there's few, even the educated ones wouldn't be able to speak it because English wasn't a second language in Iraq. And I was blessed enough to have a good memory. I loved languages, and I did well in school. So it was easy for me to put words together and make up a sentence. And I studied it for a few years in school anyway, so it wasn't very difficult to communicate in English. And how could I not help? Because that's the least I could do at a moment like that.
And in that time, you got great support from your family, because what you were doing, as I understand it, was maybe as a young girl working with foreigners, working with men, was maybe not was not favored, and yet your family fully supported you.
Yeah, I remember my uncle being upset as well, like telling my dad, "How could you let her work with, you know, foreigners and work with men?" And you know, and my father said, "I trust my daughter," and that meant a lot to me. And I did everything I can to protect that trust. So I went there to help people, and that was it, and come home and feel good about it and share my stories with them.
Now, you came to Canada then at 16. Your family settled here in the Toronto area. And you dreamed of being a doctor. So was that time in the refugee camp the time that actually you started thinking you wanted to be a doctor?
It was very, very, how do I say this? Rewarding, because what happened is yes, from young childhood, like I was 6 years old, remembering that I wanted to be a doctor to make people take people's pain away. But I obviously had to go to medical school, and then right at high school, when I'm about to, you know, go to university, the uprising happened and we had to leave the country. So I wasn't able to pursue my dream to go to medical school. And here I am in a position where I'm helping doctors, I'm helping nurses, I'm helping the Red Cross and the humanitarian aid to heal people and, you know, the people who were victims of burns and dehydration and disease and whatnot. And I'm in the hospital environment and I'm translating and I'm also assisting in taking care of the refugees as well. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, I really, really enjoy doing this. So for me, it was very rewarding.
So from there, in Canada, once in Canada, you started a career in the financial services industry, a successful one, but you didn't have the passion and the drive to want to sort of continue within that. But other things had happened in your life. Your father passed away. You had gotten married, but your marriage began to really unravel. And here you are, you had a young child at the same time, and you decided that you were going to change your career path, and you went back to school. So that, and from there, you opened up Germanics Laser Clinic. But going back to school as a single woman in a year of turmoil, I mean, that must not have been easy.
Of course. Nothing good in life that's worthwhile having is easy. And I've always had that concept, and I've grown up with challenges, but these challenges makes us more resilient than before, and we become more, you know, we develop more survival skills internally and being motivated internally. A lot of people seek external motivations or validation or approval, but in my case, I didn't have any of that. At times, some people said, "You're 35 years old, you have a great career at the bank, it's secured. why would you change all of that? Why would you walk away from a secured income, a secured position, and take this on? You're going to end up just, you know, working as a nail technician somewhere, just doing nails. Is this way where you see your life going forward? And it didn't occur to me. I never saw what they saw. All what I saw, I said, you know, if I use the if I'm too old for a career change, if it doesn't work out, that if did not have a huge impact in my belief. And I reversed it. I said, what if I don't do this? I would regret this for the rest of my life. And if I do it and it doesn't work out, at least I will live with the realization that I tried and it did not work out. I'd rather that than live for the rest of my life saying and regretting, what if I went and pursued my passion, which was this industry?
So you then opened up Dermetics Laser Clinic. Hmm. I know that it became your dream to become an entrepreneur. After you began working now in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what Dermetics is and what you do.
Well, prior to opening, also, I've had some signs along the way for many years where I would take care of people's aesthetic things, like, you know, do their eyebrows, do their, you know, facial, talk about creams and all that. So it was in me there, and people would say, you should go for this. And when I was in school, believe me, sometimes I had only 2 hours of sleep because I was very determined to get as much as information as possible and graduate with enough information to be able to go into the industry with at least some fundamentals of the industry. And it wasn't easy, obviously. At the beginning, I started very small, and I had a small room with a practice, established practice, plastic surgeon, and I built a database there day by day. And first year, it was minimal. I had very few clients, and there were moments that I questioned it, and I said, is this going to work? Is this going to go somewhere? And when I would be hit by challenges for different reasons, I looked at inside and I said, do you believe that this would work? Do I have the hope that it would work? And that I had. I said, if I do this consistently and I put enough hard work and passion and believe in it, it has to get somewhere. It cannot just stay where it is. And that's where it started.
So tell us a little bit then about the business that you've built, because I mean, in Toronto here, it's a very successful business.
Thank you. And it started with minimal procedures such as, you know, skin treatments, skin analysis, and peels and microdermabrasions, and exfoliation on the skin, and then we gradually built from there, adding more treatments such as laser. We did we integrated body contouring and cellulite and face non-surgical facelifts into the treatment as well, and that actually boosted the practice as well, because now we're not limited to the face, we're also incorporated the body treatments into it as well. And gradually introduced new services so that a woman could come in and have a wide range of options to do for face and body treatments and skincare.
And what did you do to be able to get the business off the ground? I mean, did you have to find a mentor, or when you were putting a business plan together, I mean, did you have to get some advice, or did you, not having that sort of business background, I mean, what did you need to do to figure out how to pull it off?
Yes, when I was in school, I was working for the school as well as a postgraduate, and I noticed that I am actually pre-booked for 2 months in advance. People actually waited 2 months to be treated by me, and that was a good sign for me to say, you know what, even if I do something on my own, I have that, have that. It's an asset that people trust me and people feel comfortable with me and obviously are getting results. So what I do is result-oriented treatment. So that was a good indicator. And you're right, mentoring. Of course, I had to have a mentor in the industry. I did a lot of network. I learned a lot, and I still do. And there is more to learn. There's always changes happening, whether it's to do with procedures, ingredients, treatments. I always try to learn, and it's very rewarding when I learn. It's always it just knowledge. Knowledge is huge in anything that we do, and that makes us good at what we do. Just like what you were you would go to see a dentist for your teeth and a doctor for your body, a hairdresser for your hair. You do need to see a skin specialist for your skin and beauty needs and body and whatnot. And this is what we do.
Now, as women, as we're aging, I mean, I suppose that girls and women were always, or I would say probably a lot of us anyway, I shouldn't say, you know, not everyone, but a lot of us are conscious about, very self-conscious about how we look and our skin and at different stages in our lives. So when we're teenagers, we're breaking out and we're conscious about that. And then as our, I mean, we will always have hormones for the rest of our lives. So as we get older, our hormones change, and and now we have different challenges. And what do you see sort of, you know, let's talk about sort of women who are now starting to face the realities of aging. You know, they're beginning to see the brown spots. They're beginning to see the wrinkles. Do you get a lot of women that are at that stage?
Yes. Majority of our clients are actually, you know, early 40s all the way to mid 50s and 60, early 60s. So that's the demographic that I deal with most of the time. I think being aware, I mean, being aware of changes, it will lessen the impact of accepting it. So, for instance, if we know that the body goes through changes, whether it's skin or hair or body or hormones or weight and whatnot, at different stages in our lives, then we're more able to embrace it and deal with it differently. But if we actually do everything the same way that we've always done and just expect that our bodies will just naturally preserve its youth and strength and energy forever, that's where we get disappointed at the first onset of aging. And at 30 is where collagen and elastin, which is the main component of the skin being tight and youthful looking and radiant, it starts to deplete, and it depletes at a rate every year. Just like we lose muscle mass, we do lose that on the skin as well. And yes, hormones do play a big factor in it, because hormones, as soon as we hit menopause, then it become more rapid. So if we were aging, let's say, in our 20s or 30s, at, let's say, 1% depletion, when we hit 40, the depletion is a lot faster than before. And when that happens, what do you do to prolong that process and make it slower from happening? And that's where treatments and home care and prevention and early prevention can make a big impact on the outcome, so that you age properly for your age group. So, yeah.
And, of course, teens, you have teens that come to see you as well. I mean, they're facing different issues, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the breakouts and the acne and being self-conscious about it is also, obviously, it's due to hormones, but it can also play a factor in their self-esteem. A lot of them are very, very self-conscious of it, and they want to do anything and everything to fix it. A lot of times what they do actually aggravates it a lot more than fixing it, and that's because lack of knowledge. We need to know what we're supposed to do. We need to understand why is it happening. And this is the biggest kind of challenge we face with clients, is that not knowing what to do can create more damage than if you had known, like, what, and the cause, like, why is this happening to me? If I'm breaking out in a perfect state, your skin will not break out. So knowing what you're doing that's giving you the breakout would be the first step in fixing it. Knowing why you're getting, you know, age spots at the age of 40, early stage, or lines and wrinkles, knowing why that happened is the first step to reversing some of it and maintaining your skin for a longer period of time. So, again, awareness.
Well, Vianne, we're just going to take a quick break, and we'll pick it up right after we come back. I'm speaking with Vianne Sharif. She is the founder and owner of Dermetics Laser Clinic and a beauty expert based in Toronto. We'll be back on Shannon Skinner Live right after the break.
Are you living the life that you deserve to live? What if there was a journey to be happier that you just didn't know existed? Listen to Create Your Inspired Life After 40 with Diane Lloyd and Tracy Gibson, two women who are on this journey. This is the perfect time for you to discover what's next in the plans for your life. The guests and hosts are here to inspire and engage you to take that next step to create your inspired life after 40. Listen live every Monday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Women's Channel.
No matter what your current situation is, you have a unique story to your life. It's a dynamically changing story that requires constant adjustments to lifestyle and environment. That includes your home. As you continue to enhance your living space, you are also making overall improvements to increase the value of your home. Join Laura Minniff each Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, for dynamic insights for your home environment on the Voice America Women's Channel. And start living now.
For women, the pressure to achieve is stronger, the work hours longer, and the struggle for respect and authority more complex than ever. You want guidance on how to succeed, and you are not alone. You're invited to take your coffee break with Game Changers on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, for our special series, Game Changing Women. Powerful women leaders will help you make sense of it all, analyze how you can change the game, and share their playbooks. Game Changing Women, presented by SAP on the Business Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Are tuned in to Shannon Skinner Live. To reach our show today, please call 1-866-613-1612. Again, that's 1-866-613-1612. If you'd rather send an email, the address is info@shannonskinner.com. Now, back to Shannon Skinner Live.
Welcome back to Shannon Skinner Live. I'm your host, Shannon Skinner, and I'm speaking with Vianne Sharif. She's a beauty expert and founder, owner of Dermetics Laser Clinic based in Toronto. We're talking about beauty and aging. And Vianne, I have a question for you. As I began the show with my essay, I asked the question, so do we age gracefully or do we fight it tooth and nail? What do you think?
In my experience for the last many, many years, I found very few women who were very comfortable with the way they looked and were okay to age gracefully, and they mentioned that when we would talk to them. Majority of the women that approach us are those who are very keen on maintaining their looks for as long as possible or correcting what they have by any mean or form.
So is it, I guess it's sort of fix it if you can, but
yeah,
do something about how you feel about yourself inside maybe first?
Or it's part very, of that, it's very vital. It's very vital to, again, it's not just an area. Beauty is not just not your skin only or your hair or the way you look. It's a component of, it has a lot of factors to it. I can't just fix someone or reverse signs of aging for someone who is coming here to do it while they smoke or they're excessive drinkers and they're awake all night and they don't get enough rest and they have very, very stressful lives. And also their diet is pretty bad and they don't work out, they don't maintain a healthy overall lifestyle. It's very complementary. It goes hand in hand. It's not one way and not the other. So I find that the people who are involved and they take care of all aspects of their lives get a lot better results, and they seem to be a lot more content with the outcome of the treatments than someone who just expects a magic wand and fix what they have.
So how do we maintain feeling beautiful then, I mean, throughout our adult lives? I mean, is there a secret to that, or is the secret really just feeling good from the inside out?
I'm going to share with you from what I hear from my clients who come in, and I have clients who are 60 or 70 year old, and they look great. They actually look 10, 15 years younger. And I ask them, what's your secret? What has worked for you? And they say, it's probably genes, or my mother looked good. But I ask them a lot of questions, and I see, first of all, I don't see sun damage on their skin. They're not smokers. They're people that are positive. They have a positive attitude about life. And it's not easy to be like that, to have a positive attitude in the midst of, you know, challenges and adversity. But you also have to remember that stress is actually the highest indicator of aging, and also it's not in disease. So if you are stressed and you have high blood pressure and diabetes and depression and insomnia, all these diseases will age you a lot quicker. If you are a drinker, and this is a form for people to relax rather than going and working out or going for a walk or, you know, playing with their kids or going out with a friend and enjoying life, of course that will have a negative impact. So we have external factors and we have internal factors. The external factors would be the sun, the environment, the pollution, the food that we take from the environment, anything to do with your external environment, smoking, and then you've got the internal, which is, you know, the diseases, the lack of sleep, the stress, all of those internal factors. So in combination, you have a perfect recipe for aging very quickly. I've had girls come in here in their early 20s with wrinkles, and I've had women come in here, you know, almost 70 years old with, you know, a face that looks like literally 30 years old. So, but again, it's a combination of everything, not just one element.
What does beauty mean to you?
That's a very interesting question. I'll share something that actually made me be convinced that beauty is who we are, not how we look like. I had one of the reps come in for a training, and she talked about a mentor that she had in Germany while she was doing what I was doing. And she said the woman was in her 70s, and you know, when you saw her at the beginning, you saw a lot of wrinkles were apparent on her face. But then the more she talked to her and the more she saw her, eventually she wasn't able to see any wrinkles because she got to see the person and the soul and the character. To me, it's who we are as people is the true beauty. So I do have sometimes gorgeous women, but the personality and the attitude is not very pretty. And I have very average people that look just very normal. And as soon as you talk to them and you see them smile and you see their body language and you connect with them and you have a laugh and a story, and you're like, and then you start to see them so beautiful. So for me, beauty, I realize after all these encounters, is truly being very authentic and being who you are. It's very, very pretty. It's very beautiful.
And something that you're doing, something actually very interesting. Here you are, you work in the beauty industry. You also, I know that you are a sort of a regular expert on local Rogers television show. But you were just challenged by someone. You've got an interesting 2-week challenge. You are not wearing any makeup. You're not doing hair. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah.
Considering somebody that's working in the industry?
It's very tough. It's very tough to do it. And yes, I got the challenge. And yes, a lot of people come in. And when I hear from women coming to the practice all day long and complimenting me, it's not easy when they say, you know, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that, you're like, and then becoming that beauty icon. And but I also had to remind myself that this is not just the part of me that they see. There's more to that than just my looks. I'm an intelligent woman. I'm a very strong woman. I'm the greatest mom in the world. I am a daughter. I'm a friend. It's all these other components that can also, and they are the long-lasting beauty or things that you have. It's who you are. And so what I did, I said, okay, I got challenged, okay, so can you be without makeup? Can you be without your hairdo every day for 2 weeks? And I thought of it, and without any hesitation, I said, I will do it. And this is my third day. And when I see myself with makeup every single day for a number of years, and just, I've done random no makeup here and there, but it was out of choice. So it wasn't as bad, but now it's a challenge, so I have to do it, and I need to see myself through it. When I look at myself, yes, I do see the true VN, the skin, the hair, and I'm getting used to that. I need to accept that one, that VN, and then anything above that would be a bonus for me now and a compliment.
And so that must impact too, though, your clientele. I mean, they see you going through that.
Yes, yes, of course. And that also actually influenced the girls that work here. So I had two girls come in the next day without makeup. I shared this with my daughter, and I would like my daughter, who's 8 years old, Levine, would also, I want her to be inspired by that, because one time she said, Mommy, why do you put makeup every single day? Why couldn't you just be who you are and show yourself that way? So I'm doing it for her too, to see that, you know what, Mommy's comfortable this way too, and it's okay, so that she learns that when she gets challenged by looking different and not looking the part, that she would be relying on her character and her soul and her being humorous and a great friend and the best daughter in the world to rely on these things to show true beauty.
Now, your clinic, Dermatics Laser Clinic, I know that you've got some really advanced technologies that you're using. You know, I've been enlightened, and this whole world of skincare has really evolved quite a bit in the last few years. You know, you have some technologies that are quite not very intrusive. So let's just talk about some of that. I mean, what is most popular anyway for women coming in?
Well, a few years ago when I got into the industry, I had to understand what's available out there. So you've got the invasive procedures, and those are done by plastic surgeons, such as facelifts and injectables and literally dramatic results with downtime and obviously very expensive procedures. And then I also saw that in the industry there's the medical aesthetic field, which is for those who do not want to be cut and don't want invasive procedures, don't want the downtime. They can still maintain their lives by doing a quick treatment, but it's progressive, not aggressive, and still go to work and run their lives as normal as possible. And that was where my passion, my focus was, is that I need to be in that area where women can still get results, but without doing something drastic to their face. So they still look like themselves, but it's an enhanced version. It's a very subtle difference where they do see the difference, and some people can see the difference, but then they don't know what they've done. So that's where the options was to do this. And how do we do it? We do it through lasers, and lasers are such amazing technologies, because what they would do, they will stimulate the skin to correct concerns such as, you know, pigmentation, scarring, lines and wrinkles, plumping the skin, collagen buildup, with no downtime, and very quick treatments. And then we've got exfoliation processes such as peels and microdermabrasions, and those treatments are also important because they will allow the skin to regenerate a lot faster as we used to be in our younger years. And the aging process happens, everything slows down, including the regenerations of newer skin cells. So when we exfoliate the dead layer or the superficial layer of the skin by a form of mechanical exfoliations or enzymatic exfoliations, then we make room for our skin to regenerate newer skin cells and get a more polished, a younger looking appearance. So that's other popular treatments that we do here. And we have a very nice, relaxing advanced treatment called skin tightening via, it's radio frequency. So think of it as the iron you use to smooth out wrinkles. This is the same technology we use to give clients a non-surgical facelift with no pain at all. Just some warm sensation and massage techniques. And we use it also on the body for cellulite, circumference reduction, and also stretch marks. Very, very popular. The latest generation in skin tightening and body contouring. And it's been doing very well here. It's actually becoming one of our most popular treatments, the radio frequency skin tightening.
And I can just speak about my experience with you, is that recently I did a photo facial with you. Uh-huh. And this is interesting because this is part of your new technologies. Uh-huh. Maybe you can just talk about the photo facial itself. I know it's popular in LA.
Yes. And why specifically in LA? I'll tell you why. Because in LA, they have a lot of sun exposure. So most people there have age spots, sunspots, hyperpigmentation, all different form of pigmentation. So it just makes sense why in LA it'd be the most popular, because they need to correct all those pigmentations on their skin. So we use the same technology here, primarily to even out the skin color. It will do a subtle change also in fine lines, and also pores, texture, rosacea, redness. It's a very, very nice treatment. It addresses quite a bit of skin concerns. We also use it for acne and spider veins. So we use the same technology. We just switch the handpiece, and we can get rid of any skin lesions on the face or body with it as well.
So these are your new technologies, and now, if we just really sort of turn our attention then to some tips, what tips do you suggest you have for women and sort of keeping their, maintaining their beauty or their feeling of beauty as they age? Let's maybe sort of take, you know, sort of walk through a few of those.
very, very essential that women understand that we're not, again, skin, beauty, and body is not just one element, it's a few elements. So we need hydration, we need proper hydration, so drinking lots of water, getting enough rest, getting enough sleep, proper nutrition, what you eat will make a huge difference on your skin as well. Eating, you know, a lot of fat and carbs and sugars would definitely have its implications on the face and the body. And skin is an organ. Anything that you it happens internally will manifest itself externally on your skin. You know, being nutritionally aware and also activity, moving and exercise. And if you don't like exercise, go for yoga, meditation. And if that's not your style, classes and dance and having some activity on a daily basis promotes the circulation of blood on your body and your face, and also keeping your mind intact as well by doing things that you enjoy doing that will give you really good happy hormones, because these are all great things for aging. And then maintaining your skin at home via home care by doing proper cleansing and bringing the pH balance to normal. A lot of women don't even believe in toners, but toners will bring the pH level into balance so that it creates an environment that the bacteria does not like to live in. Because we are either acidic or alkaline, so if it's too acidic, then there will be more room for bacteria to live in. So an alkaline-based skin would do better. Hydration is so important. And a lot of people say, well, I drink a lot of water, but my skin is always dry. But the water will actually reach your life layer. It would not come to the surface. So you need to topically put moisturizer. SPF, believe it or not, is one of the most anti-aging products in the industry. Yet a lot of people think SPF, which is sun protection factor, is just summer. It's just for the summer. So that's the thing. We need to protect our skin all the time. And other than that, serums. A lot of the technology of serums is different than your creams and your SPF and your cleanser. It's a very small molecule that will penetrate to the live layer of your skin and do its, you know, change, whether it's lines, whether it's redness, whether it's pigmentation, or whether it's hydration and you're dry. So these are very important products that clients underestimate the impact of it. The technology, the biochemistry has changed rapidly. So now, even if people don't do treatments, if they're on the right products or using the right products, they will see changes on their skin and aging process for sure.
Right. So hydration. So the water really goes to our organs first before it actually makes mm-hmm. its way to our skin. Is that what you
yep.
mean? Right. So these are all really good tips. I mean, integrate mind, body, spirit. Hydrate with water, but also with a hydrating mask, a moisturizing mm-hmm. mask. Is that right? Or an SPF?
Yes, and if again, as I said, even proper rest and sleep is important too. Water products. If your nutrition is bad, take some supplements. Vitamin C is very, very good for the skin, even if you take it internally. Again, it's an antioxidant internally and externally. It's an immune booster for the skin. Peptides, the technology of peptides, these are new discoveries for the skin to retain its water for the long period of time, for the longest period of time. A lot of times also people don't understand, for example, if you are in a late night, like you don't sleep at night well, you go out and your lifestyle is just you don't sleep and whatnot, if you can put out, like if your skin can keep up with that when you're 20 and 30, it will not keep up with it in your 40s and 50s. And again, energy level. And hormones are huge too. So hormone, if the hormones are affecting you, you need to do something about it and seek some alternative therapies to help with your sleep, help regulate your hormones, and do activities that will promote an overall well-being.
And that is
combining treatments for sure. Once in a while, coming to a clinic to do a procedure, so that way we manually stimulate your skin to be active and either correct or maintain it.
And you'd mentioned, of course, exercise. Exercise is also so important, whether it is just walking or, if we can get more exercise, running or yoga or something, but just
any
something to get the blood running, yeah?
Yes, any form of activity will give you, first it will de-stress you, and de-stressing is huge because the ultimate goal is bringing the stress level low. And because cortisol, right, the more stressed we are, the cortisol level is higher. It becomes an interrupter to our messengers for the hormone. So if a certain hormone is regulating something and it's being interrupted, it's not going to do its job and function optimally to deliver what it's supposed to deliver. And everybody says all the time, they say, my goal is to be happy. But then you have to understand what happy means to you, because what it means to you might be different for me. If exercise makes you happy, but I hate exercising, what if yoga makes me happy? What if, taking a walk with a pet makes me happy? Or having a conversation with a girlfriend gives me that, happy moment. So the ultimate goal is to infuse your system with as many pleasant experiences as possible, whether it's our daily routine. And balance is the key. It's very, very difficult to have a balance in a very, high-pressure, fast-paced environment such as in North America. That's why you see a lot of people in other countries have their longevity preserved a lot better than in North America, because we're just so consumed here with a lot. Like, we're so consumed with, the children, the homework, their extracurricular activities, and then, bigger houses, bigger cars, and taking trips and whatnot, but, making more money and whatnot. But it's the prices that we pay is on the health and wellness. It's our well-being that's actually being compromised for it as well.
And that's a really good point. And, Vianne, we actually are just about out of time. And I would love it if you could leave my listeners with one good-to-know tip. That is your tip, your one tip to success, key to success.
I'll share mine. And that is, no matter how difficult life gets, never lose hope.
And that's good to know. Well, I've been speaking with Vianne Sherif. She is the beauty expert and founder owner of Dermetics Laser Clinic. And for more information about her, you can find her at her website at dermetics.ca. Well, that's all the time we have today. A very special thanks to my guest, Vianne Sherif, owner and founder of Dermetics Laser Clinic in Toronto, for helping me look and feel my best. For more information about the show, visit my website at shannonskinner.com. As well, for life guidance resources for women, check out my platform at extraordinarywomentv.com. And to keep the conversation going, follow me on Twitter at Shannon_Skinner and connect with me on Facebook and Instagram. You've been listening to Shannon Skinner Live. I'm Shannon. Join us again next week.
That's all we have time for this week on Shannon Skinner Live. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Women's Channel. We can't wait to talk again soon. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Women's Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericawomen.com.
The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.